I'll go through them briefly now and then elaborate on each in the next couple of lectures, interweaving them with studies, research, as well as applications. First, this course, as I mentioned first, is about bridge building. Bridge building among disciplines, it's eclectic, and bridge building in terms of academia and Main Street. Rather than the division and the separation, the specialization that very often is dominant in academia. This approach of this course, with all its challenges, is the opposite. Once again, I wouldn't be teaching the class if I didn't think change is possible, that there is a lot of research in psychology, a lot of evidence that shows how difficult change is. So I will argue that change is possible, whether it's individual change, organizational change, and we'll start to look at how it's possible. Just at the very basic level of the spiral, we have an entire week just devoted to change, where we'll elaborate on that. Techniques, methods, tools. Third premise related to the first, internal factors primarily determine happiness. This is what I'm going to argue for, as opposed to happiness is primarily a function of external circumstances. I'm not saying that external circumstances are not important, that we shouldn't focus also on improving them, bettering them, whether for ourselves, for society at large. However, happiness primarily,